Okay.
You can go to our website at Q985FM.com. That's where we're streaming. The webcam is on, and Psychic Andy and Elizabeth have been here since 6. They'll be here for the rest of the morning. And we've been talking about these next guys for a while. Prism, for a couple of years, actually. Kelly and Carl from Prism got hooked up with you guys, what, 2 years ago? Kelly, grab the mic real quick, and we'll chat with
I
you.
I would say.
It's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And you guys hooked us up, kind of introduced us to the Squirrel Cage Jail over in Council Bluffs.
Yeah.
And subsequently, I think, introduced a lot of people to the Squirrel Cage Jail because not a lot of people knew
what?
It was there.
I was going to say, we've had emails from people who, not only ones that won tickets, but some other people too that heard us talking about it and heard your claims and such and the descriptions, and they've gone over to it. And
that's
they
wonderful.
Absolutely loved it. Yes.
Yeah, and I wanted to start by saying, you know, the Paranormal Summit that we had a few weeks back was a huge success, and the UNO Paranormal Society actually ended up donating $400 in proceeds to the Squirrel Cage Jail.
Wow, so that's
that was
great.
Really good to get that. So we want to thank
gosh.
You guys so much for advertising for us.
You bet.
And
now, plugging it.
Now, Andy, have you or Elizabeth been to the Squirrel Cage?
No.
No, neither one of us have been.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
I'd be open to going, definitely.
Yeah.
During the day.
I'll put
it
this way.
Come do it overnight.
I'll go if Pat goes.
There you go.
I'll go if
you
go.
I went in the
I'll
middle
go.
Of the
okay.
day.
You and I go
I'll
together.
Just do it.
Well, okay. Well, you hold my hand, too.
I want to go because I want to film it.
Okay.
I want to watch you two little
we
girls.
Get it's middle of the day doesn't work. It has to be dark out because I want you both in solitary.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody said that they did it. It was like being in a school locker. That's, yeah. And I thought, oh, you poor thing. How do you know
it
that?
It is. It's, I mean, literally, you just stand. You stand.
You remember that.
Trust me, I've been in a school locker.
Better take a change of underwear.
Yeah, it is. It's something.
I don't know, man. We'll talk about it, Andy. I'll go if you go. We'll go. All right.
Okay.
So, and then a couple of weeks ago, was it two weeks ago Friday?
Yep.
We selected somebody to go on an overnight with you guys at Squirrel Cage Jail, and that would be Jen. And Jen is here with you with your son. And what's your son's name again?
His name's Ryan.
Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
So you guys spent the night in the Squirrel Cage Jail. And first of all, who really wanted to win this prize? Jen, was it you or was it Ryan?
Both of us.
Well,
really.
I wanted to win it for Ryan.
For Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
You're really interested in the paranormal, right?
It's cool and everything.
Yeah. So spending the night in the Squirrel Cage Jail was something that was really exciting to both of you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, once we were there. So leading up to it, I don't know.
Talk about the experience. Talk about what, you know, leading up to it and walking in there and, you know, lights being off. Talk about being in there.
I kind of had mixed emotions. I was really excited, but the closer we got to it, we went to dinner and had a drink.
Yeah. Had to.
And the closer we got to it, and then when we were coming around the block, and then we saw it, started getting the butterflies in the stomach, and what have we gotten ourselves into, and, you know, it just had a creepiness about it anyway. It was dark already, and we came in and met everybody, and everybody was so friendly and welcomed us, and so then the excitement really set in.
So, Kelly, when you guys get ready to do an overnight and do an overnight investigation, what are the steps you do go through leading up to it? Yeah.
Well, for this particular one, we stayed lights on until everybody was familiar with the surroundings. Squirrel Cage is an ominous place anyways for people that have been there 100 times, let alone people that had never been in the jail. So we made sure that everybody got an official tour of the jail, knew where everything was, continued to stay lights on, and we set up cameras during that time. So we set up our four infrared cameras that we set up into the monitor, and then we set up base camp, which is, you know, wherever, whatever is, like, maybe the least paranormal spot of the area. So then we set the cameras up, and once we went lights out, what we did was we actually split into three different groups, and we just investigated and
just walking around like you see on TV, walking around with cameras and audio recorders.
Yep, with cameras and audio recorders and doing EVP sessions and using, you know, different ITC equipment, which is funny because I know you guys are using that ghost radar.
I like that ghost radar.
And we were driving here and we heard you guys talking about it. I brought the PX box.
Ooh, now that's not the Xbox with, like, Super Mario Brothers.
No,
that's
the
awesome
PX
box. The PX box.
Yes, the PX box.
So what does that do?
This is ITC. So it's the theory is it has a 500-word vocabulary. Theory is that the spirits can use us to communicate and speak in actual words in this box.
Have you ever heard
gosh.
It?
Yeah. We've had some definite, like, legit experiences with it.
Like what? Talk
well,
about like the best one.
We actually have one of the audio recordings that we captured.
Which one? Which one is it?
It's labeled PX Response.
There we go. Okay. So talk about this. Set this up a little bit here.
We are all, pretty much everybody is downstairs. We were all focusing around jail cell number 7 because there were some girls that were having some feelings in that cell and just having some experiences with the PX.
And this
box.
Is the night with Jen. You guys were there that night too?
Yep.
Okay, and you remember this whole situation, this whole scenario. Got it. Okay.
Yep. And Carrie, who is one of the girls from the UNO Paranormal Society, was there with us as well. And she was asking if she needed to leave, if it wanted her to leave. And the PX box responded to her.
Do you want Carrie to leave? Yes or no?
Yes, get out.
Yes, get out.
So that's picking up. So this little Xbox is picking up
PX.
Energy.
PX.
The PX box, not the Xbox. The PX box.
The
PX box. The P90 Xbox. Yeah. And there's too many letters.
It'll either be he's either Xboxes,
P90X,
or it's the P90X.
Oh my gosh.
Great. Okay.
The PMS 90 Xbox.
Yeah, that's
so it
get
picks up,
out.
Yeah, that is seriously. Trust me, I deal with that Xbox about once every 25 business days. So it picks up energy in the room, or does it actually hear the spirit say those exact words?
It picks up the energy from the room. It uses the technology within the box that it can actually form words. There's different settings to the box. There's the actual vocabulary word, and then there's there's all sorts of different phonetics and backwards phonetics, reverse phonetics, and all sorts of
things. Let's listen to that again. Here we go.
Do you want Carrie to leave? Yes or no?
Oh my gosh. Did Carrie leave? I would have left.
No, she said, I'm not going to leave. Oh. You can't make me. And was real
wow.
good paranormal investigator. Don't run. Ask more questions.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
Oh my gosh. All right. So you guys got there, what time of night was it when you all started?
The paranormal groups got there at 7, and then the winners got there at 8.
Okay.
We also had two other winners from UNO that were there as well.
So you guys did your tour, mm-hmm. checked everything out, got everything set up, and then did you turn off the lights?
Yep. Then
and
we turned out
the lights.
What
time was that?
It was probably about 9:30 when we went official lights out.
Okay.
And broke into groups.
Take us through what happened. How things went down.
Well,
where were you at? What part of the jail? I mean, if you're familiar with it, you know. If you're not, then just listening, you need to go. Because mm-hmm. trust me, you need to see this place.
Well, when we split into the three groups, my group started with camera analysis. So we sat in the main room and we watched the monitors. Jen's group went upstairs to the fourth floor, and
which
that was the jailer's quarters up there.
Okay.
And that's actually not a place that you can tour. Just go into the jail. That part is sectioned off.
True.
So. And then a third group that we had split out, and they were down in the main level of the jail.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Now we also have some EVPs of you guys that you recorded them, not the night that you did this investigation, but a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I think, we've played this one a number of times in the last couple of weeks, of the person that says behind the church or what?
Backside
what is,
of the church.
Backside of the church.
Yep.
And this, quickly, for people that haven't heard it, set up this one real quick. What you were doing when you recorded this?
This was on the top floor of the jail, and we were all sitting around doing an EVP session. This was actually a really unique one because we actually captured this on four different audio recorders, actually two of which being camcorders that caught this as well, which is very odd to catch an EVP on a camcorder. And at the time, we're asking EVP questions and just kind of hanging out, and the armoire door actually opens and hits our lead investigator at the time. And so you hear everybody go, whoa, and then you hear the EVP.
Okay.
And here it is. You can hear that in here.
It did, and it hit me.
Yes, it did.
Oh, that is so freaky. That is so freaky.
Love
all right,
it.
So we'll talk more about the investigation at Squirrel Cage in a few minutes.
Yes.
And you guys have spent time over in Villisca at the Axe Murder House.
Yep.
Houses.
Yep.
The house. You've spent time over there.
Yep.
And you've done numerous investigations?
Numerous, yes.
And so we'll talk about those and some other local areas you guys might know around town, places that are haunted. That backside of the church thing freaks me out.
I know, me too. It's just right there.
Unbelievable. And Psychic Andy and Elizabeth are in studio with us, too. So if you guys, a paranormal activity, anything that you've experienced over the course of your life, we're taking those calls at 962-9898. 735, coming right back with Pat and JT. 962-9898. You can get us here in the studio. If you can't get through on the phones, phone lines are jammed right now, so you can email us, patandjt@q985fm.com.
So what do you want to do first? You want to do some more of Squirrel Cage?
Oh, my gosh. I think Whit is looking for... Did you find that one yet, Whit? We getting it? We're looking for some... Kelly was talking about some amazing mm-hmm. EVPs that they had, and we're getting those put into the system right now.
Email's coming in, patandjt@q985fm.com. The one who called in earlier that had the orb with the face in it, she sent us the picture. We got the picture, so we'll take a look at that. Then the ghost apps, a lot of people writing in about it. So Laura just wrote in and said, I downloaded it immediately. It popped up with 10 dots on the radar. I have none right now. Do you have any over there?
No.
This building's not.
Well,
very
that's
haunted.
Accurate though. If you had dots and she didn't, you would think one of them was wrong.
Something's wrong, yeah. Right?
That's a good point.
Next to each other.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh and my gosh, you guys.
You get to watch it now. We'll put it right here. So now
Andy gets to watch
the
phone.
Andy's between us. And then the words that popped up on her screen were home, bed, no, wake, play, anyway. She says, now I don't want to sleep.
I wouldn't either. don't do it when you're at home by yourself. Because you don't. If you have a lot of dots around you, that's the last thing you want is to be at home with a lot of dots. Is there one by you now?
Well, yep. There's one on JT's, but there's not one.
It's like right where he's standing.
Well,
almost.
It's Andy. Andy's an antenna.
He's electric.
Yeah, it's an antenna.
Uh-huh, see? Oh, he moved and it went away.
That's weird.
Oh, we're...
Stepped on it.
All right. This could keep us busy for weeks.
Seriously.
It says stop.
It said what? Stop. You're supposed to stop,
it
Andy.
It says stop.
You guys need to download this app. It's really fun. Oh, you'll waste on. All day at work. Okay, so we're while we're still looking getting that audio put into the system, we'll take some calls. These guys have been hold for a long time. I'm talking about your paranormal experiences and any sort of weird stories that you might have about Halloween. Hi, Becky. You're on with Pat and JT. What's up?
Hey, happy Halloween, Hump Guys.
You too.
Hump Day, guys.
Humpy Halloween Day.
Humpy Halloween.
Humpy Halloween Day.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, I have two things. First of all, you guys are giving me goosebumps like no tomorrow. So that's...
Oh, those EVPs are crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's exciting. So I'm going to have to go home and shave again. So thanks for that.
Yeah, you may.
Okay. All right, so what do you got for us?
So we live in a really old house. It was built in 1906. And so, I mean, kind of expected that there would be some sort of activity. And years ago when our son was two, he was eating Skittles, and he was shoved them under the door in the dining room up to the attic. And I said, honey, what are you doing, B? And he's like, I'm sharing, Mommy. I'm sharing. And I was like, okay, that's awkward. And so a couple days later, I was like, oh, crap, I need to clean those up out of the door well. And I opened the door up, and they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband is a batch of awesome things, but a, you know, spontaneous cleaner, he is not. So and then like a couple, I don't know, maybe a week or so later, we were sitting in the living room, and that room is adjacent to that room. And we were just sitting there. It was like 8 o'clock at night, and three distinct knocks, like boom, 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 on the back of the door.
Did that make you sit up straight?
Yeah, kind of scared us a little bit. But like I said, you know, I mean, old house, kind of expect there to be some sort of something left over.
That's what I always try and tell myself, too. Old house, it's just settling.
Yeah, boom, 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 settle.
This house hasn't settled in 40 years.
It's not settling.
I don't know that we went with settling, but we were kind of like, well, I mean, if there is something there, it's never been anything negative. So
right.
We've kind of just dealt with it and lived with it. And it's been just, I mean, it's. Every now and then, something weird
just
happens.
That's a fun ghost. He likes Skittles.
He likes Skittles. He wants more Skittles.
Yeah.
It's a sweet ghost.
A sweet ghost. There you go.
It's not that big of a change from, was it E.T., like the Reese's Pieces?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
thanks,
exactly.
Becky, for calling. We appreciate it. Let's go to Alicia. Good morning, Alicia. You're on with Pat and JT.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I want to say real quick, happy birthday to my daughter, Tina. Today's her birthday. She was my great pumpkin.
Oh,
that's funny. That's
perfect. All right, let's hear your story.
Okay, my story is it involves Tina. I moved into a duplex here in Dundee, and we're originally from New Mexico, so you know we get a lot of this, you know, kind of spirit activity growing up. You know, I mean La Llorona, the story of the Wailing Woman, and all of that. So I freak out pretty easily, and I'm moving into this duplex, and my daughter is here with me kind of prepping the place. The landlord let us paint, and we were laughing and talking and listening to music, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you better be quiet. You know, we're going to disturb the neighbor, and I don't want to start off on a bad foot. And she's like, Mom, the neighbor's not home. And I was like, Tina, I could hear somebody moving around upstairs. And she's like, yeah, I know, but the neighbor's not home. Go look. Her car's not out there. And I was like, okay. I looked, the car is not there. She said, Mom, there's something here. And I felt like there's something here, and they're moving around upstairs. But I didn't say anything because I didn't want to freak you out. And I was like, great. Now I'm going to live here with something else. And so she was like, it's not that big of a deal. You know, they don't feel like they're, you know, angry or anything. So, you know, we finished painting and everything, and we're doing like over the door seals, And well, before that, I had asked my landlord if, you know, anybody else had had any issues with anything like that. They kind of laughed at me and thought I was crazy. But as we were, you know, painting over the door jams at the top of the door, there were crystal, like clear crystal shards at the tops of the doors.
Yeah.
I don't know, for us, from where I come from, you do that to kind of like cleanse any evil spirits that might enter the home.
Can crystals be used for that, you guys, to cleanse a home?
Yeah.
Yeah. So wow. I was like, whoa, whoever lived here before I did have, you know, encounters.
Company.
Yeah, they did. And so, I mean, there were a couple of times where I would feel like there was something like, or someone or something sitting next to me, and I would feel all my hair stand up, and I would just have to calm myself because my daughter was like, it's not an angry person.
I don't care, angry or not, if you're not human and you're sitting next to me on the couch and you're not a dog or a cat or something
I just try to remind myself that we're not the only beings on this earth, so we just kind of have to share the space and not freak out.
I guess that way, if that's how you calm yourself down, but I would be freaking out. Alicia, thanks for calling. All right, we're going to take another short break and come back and talk to Psychic Andy and Elizabeth and also the guys from prison. We got that stuff in the computer now. So
now we're ready?
We're going to be ready. And before we go to break, it's EVPs, and it's one of the best you've ever heard. It's a long sentence. Have you heard a spirit say talking?
Yeah, it's a whisper, a full sentence whisper, which, I mean, we the backside of the church, that's a really awesome one, and it's an evil, scary, but this is like a female whisper, so very cool.
Okay, 962-9898 is our studio line. You can also get to us via email. It's probably the easiest way, patandjt@q985fm.com.
Don't forget, you can stop by Ashley Lynn's Tanning right now, get 10 tans for $10.
You know there's a ghost right behind you chasing you up the basement stairs. You call Prism, and then they investigate in your house or your office, and they'll confirm that, so you move out. You put your house on the market, and then you sell your home.
There you go.
Have you had people that you guys have done investigations for that because of your investigation they've changed either their living arrangements or they've moved their office? Because of that, because I would, sure, straight up.
No, we offer a cleansing to people. So, I mean, we do house cleanses, and they work, you know. Yeah. I mean, we go in, we burn sage, we use holy water, we use sea salt, you know, we cleanse. We go in, a lot of people just want to know they're not crazy.
Yeah.
And they just want to know, you know, hey, you got this on recorder, so I know that you're hearing what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. and others are going to hear it as well. But if they do want us to rid the house of it, we do everything that we can. And if we are, you know, we are unable to help them, then we refer them out to churches or whatnot.
I mean, like cleansing of the house, I mean, that's something that's been around for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the theory, not only the theory, but the methods, they're the same. I mean,
it's Native American history with it. So,
you know, it's just something that's been around for a long time. When she talks about having crystals over the bed or over the door.
Nobody here batted an eye. You're like, yeah, like, that's right.
Okay. We sage our office quite often because we have a lot of healers that work in our office and just a lot of emotion going on.
A lot of baggage.
Yeah, with like the psychic medium sessions.
Yeah. A lot of baggage.
Yeah. Exactly. I think there's a lot of spirits outside your window with sad faces. They just want to come in. But they saged us. Pause. We can't come in, y'all.
Done been sage.
Yeah, we've been sage. Shucks. Sometimes it's tough getting through on the phones right now, so you can email us, patandjt@q985fm.com.
So I had to throw this story in here because Chris, you're evil, says, well, growing up, I was the youngest. And Chris, and it says, me and my sister had some issues. So one night when she and her friend were in the living room, I was laying in my bed, which is straight down the hallway from where our TV was in the living room. My remote, universal remote, had the same TV in both rooms. Anyway, laying there, and as they started to doze off, hit the input and turn it up so it'd be static.
Oh, that's
and loud.
Hilarious.
And it's even better because then they think it was a poltergeist, right? So not relevant, but they still think it's haunted.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
See, you don't need to do that. Now, you know, karma will get you. I'm just going to tell you right now, you're going to have a real ghost show up at your door someday, and nobody's standing around with a universal remote. It's for real.
That's hilarious.
But, yeah, and then the haunted dorm rooms. Crazy. Carrie said, I went to the University of Northern Iowa, and my freshman dorm was haunted. It was an infirmary back during the war, and it's said to be haunted by one of the soldiers. I lived on the top floor with an attic above me, and we would constantly hear footsteps above us. We'd also hear extremely loud footsteps walking down the hallway outside the door. Roommate, Carrie and the roommate would stand by the door and open it quickly. when we'd hear the footsteps, and there was never anybody there. One night I woke up, saw a ghostly looking man in full military uniform standing in the middle of the room. Thought I was just dreaming, didn't think much of it. A few days later, in a friend's room, and she was telling about a weird dream that she'd had about a soldier in her room, described the same man, exactly as she'd seen it. It was an interesting way to start my college experience, but fun at the same time.
Is that a ghost or is that an imprint, Andy and Elizabeth?
Might be a ghost.
Trying to do what? Like, what's the purpose of that ghost? They haven't crossed over yet?
Just to add to the college experience.
I guess. The freshman 15 isn't enough. You got to throw the ghost in there.
Really? Well,
yeah, freshman 20.
A lot of ghosts. We talked about the little girl ghost from the car accident earlier that was playing with that other little girl. But any kind of trauma like that, you think, you know, military and war, yeah, obviously there's going to be trauma. So it greatly increases the likelihood there could be some ghosts left over. I mean, you look to, what is it, Gettysburg, I think is, you know, one of the most haunted places in the whole world because of everything that happened there.
Oh, I bet so.
Yeah, and then, you know, we talk about residual style haunts, too, where it's almost like it's replaying. Like, it's not really here. It's just replaying. Like, we have that a lot at Villisca where, you know, we'll get, you'll hear the killer and you'll hear the kids say, he's going to hurt us. And, you know, they're just replaying that, but maybe not necessarily themselves replaying it.
Why that, though? Was it because it was such an intense energy?
Intense trauma. There was just such an evil presence there that it just...
Well, speaking of Villisca, before we get to the EVPs from Squirrel Cage, which are unbelievable, Villisca, one of the most famous haunted places in the country, and it's just an hour or so away.
Yep.
What are some of the things you guys have experienced from doing your investigations over there?
Villisca... We had one of our more sensitive members go into Villisca many years ago, and she felt like the youngest child, Paul, was the one that was predominantly there. So we decided to try and entice Paul to come out and play with us, and what better way to play with a ghost child than to get them to open and close a door that has a candy necklace attached to it. So we would ask, Paul, can you open the door? And the door would open. And the first time that it happened, it was the craziest feeling I think I've ever had. I mean, we've done this a lot and had a lot of different paranormal experiences, but this was different. It felt like you were paralyzed. Like, it felt like all the energy was just lifted from you. And Villisca, it's almost like you feel like you're at home. Like, you leave and you feel like you've left a part of you at the house. You want to go back and, you know, you forgot your kid or something. Like,
and what
it's
causes
just,
that? Yeah, That's just the energy of the house?
I think it's just the energy of the house, yeah. And I definitely think the kids are there.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh, I can't imagine walking in there. Walking in that stupid squirrel cage scared me. Enough.
Right. Little Villisca.
I can't imagine going over there. I could feel it. Right when you walked in there, it was like, I can't breathe. I can't. I was having, you know, and I was getting lightheaded.
Pez dispenser of Xanax before you go into that place. Okay, so we've got some more EVPs. That you guys captured at Squirrel Cage. And this was a couple weeks ago when Jen, you went with them as well. And you remember this whole thing too. Talk about, set up some of these, the EVPs. It's the long sentence.
Okay. Long sentence is actually just my group. So it's myself and Tina who won from UNO. And we were actually the only ones there. We were down at the lower part of the jail. We were actually sitting on the picnic table. We had an audio recorder sitting there, and she was actually in the jail cell right across from me. And this is what we get.
Does experience things.
What was that?
What? You heard this low whispering.
What'd they say?
I have it like amplified towards the end of it. If you can.
Okay, we'll just let it roll. It's like 27 seconds. Here we go. Listen really close to the beginning. Okay.
Does experience things.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think they're saying?
Something about I'm going to keep going because I'm doing the best I can right now.
I heard going. I heard keep going or going, something like that.
I've got to keep going. I'm doing the best I can right now. I honestly, when I captured it, I thought that it was the gal that won. I thought she was trying to talk herself up into doing this whole paranormal investigation. And then when we did a reveal with her on Saturday, her face said 1,000 words. She did not say that. Like, she was like thoroughly spooked that happened.
That is
she heard it,
unbelievable.
Or that she didn't hear it.
Right,
okay.
Does experience things.
That's totally.
I got to keep going.
I'm doing the best I can
right now.
I heard
that. That's the first part.
Does experience things.
The That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I got to
keep
going.
I'm doing
the best
I can right now.
Okay, so this other one, it's a laugh. What is this one?
Okay.
It's the same situation, same scenario.
This is actually Jen's group.
Okay, what were you doing, Jen?
Tell us the story.
Down at the lower level, you guys were, this is the first investigation that you did of the first floor. Okay. And it's, you guys are just walking around, and you were actually close to the recording. Right before I captured this, you guys are real close. You can hear you guys talking, like you're probably in that cell. Where
has she heard this yet?
No, she has not.
Sweet.
Put the microphone in front of her. I want to hear her gasp.
Okay. When she hears this. Okay.
She's probably like, Pat and GT are so stupid. EVP. Oh, gosh, why'd I say
Who's that? Who's that go? Yeah.
All right, here it is. Here it is.
Oh, are you kidding me? Look at your face.
That's the first time you've heard that.
Yeah.
That laughing sounds evil.
Crazy.
Do that one more time. It's... Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody was laughing like that hysterically down there?
No, there's
no, really?
Yeah, there's a serial killer just laughing.
That is unbelievable.
Dude, that's awesome. That is crazy.
I love it.
At least the ghosts are having a good time.
Man, I guess.
Wow, who knew?
I find it really interesting that it echoes. Too.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
And that's I was just gonna bring that up because you can hear the echo, but then we'd hear it, we just don't register it, but the audio equipment picks it up, but we, our human ears, don't hear that. Why?
Look at him.
Okay. I want answers right now, Kelly.
My God, Stossel, hold on.
I think it's usually a different frequency. So we can't, I don't think we can hear it because it's on a different frequency.
Yeah, it's a different frequency. That's what I'm guessing, yeah.
What? Lower frequency?
Lower frequency.
All right, well, I guess that makes sense. I'll accept
that
answer.
And that's why sometimes animals can hear
some
things that we don't. Okay.
Unbelievable. So where can people get a hold of you guys, Kelly, with Prism? I mean, you guys have done some amazing things here with us. I mean, and it's just a fraction of what you guys do. Where can people get a hold of you?
Our website is www.doyouseedeadpeople.org. Very, very great that we have that, yeah. And actually, it is down right now because our server is in New Jersey, and they are without power from Hurricane.
You and the Huffington Post, man. I tell you what, they've been having some troubles, too.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of businesses, Halloween Day, and our website is
down. Of course.
So, you know.
Ghosts think that's funny.
That's how it works. Yeah, the ghosts think that's funny.
Uh-huh.
You can also find us on Facebook. We have actually a couple different pages on Facebook. Prism Ghosts and then Paranormal Research Investigative Studies Midwest is also a page on Facebook.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. All right.
So,
oh my gosh.
Jen, will you be spending the night in a jail anytime soon?
I would do it again.
You would?
I would. Yes. I would.
What did you, both of you, what do you tell us what you think, both of you?
Brian.
Did you
Look
like it?
Look at him. He's like, I got nothing now.
It was fun and everything, and we had this one experience in the second level cell. It was the first cell you go up, where me and her were the first ones to experience. We'd go in, we had
EMF detector.
Yeah, the EMF detector. We'd be scanning it, and it hit really, really hard on like a 10. And then right above us, we heard this real loud thud on the third level. And so half of the third level was closed off, right?
Yep.
And the thud that we heard was part of the place that was closed off. So it's not like someone could have
Nobody
been
was up there.
Yeah.
There.
Wow.
When we also had a thermal gun.
Oh, wow.
One of the other.
Temperature gauge.
Temperature gauge, mm-hmm. Yep. And right where the hot spot was on the EMF was about 64. It ranged between 64 and 66 degrees. And if he would shoot it right above, it would drop all the way down to about 50-some. And if he would shoot it right below, it would be in the 50s also. But right where the EMF was going crazy, it was in the mid-60s range.
Wow.
And then me and Brian went up there, and we'd get it again, and then it'd slowly disappear, and then we'd ask it to come back, and it'd like slowly come back up like someone's walking back towards you.
Wow, that
my gosh.
So I think the long and the short of it is you guys would both do it again. Yeah. You had a really good time.
Yep.
Okay, so and also with Prism, you guys, if people are interested in maybe bringing you out to investigate something that they think is questionable or something, then what are your parameters for investigation?
Well, I mean, just contact us on our website or on Facebook, and I mean, we always go out and do like a pre-investigation first to just kind of feel out the homeowner, feel out the house, feel out, you know, what's going on, how many investigators we can take into the house. You know, if it's a small apartment, you know, obviously we can't bring our whole crew. You know, we just kind of go off of it that way. But we definitely look at everybody's stories and everybody's, you know, issues with their house. So just definitely contact us, and we'd be happy to get in touch with you.
Wow. Well, you guys have been awesome with us.
Gosh,
thank you very
kidding.
Much for doing everything that you've done for us.
Yeah, yes. Thank you for having us on the air. And
you got it. We've had a great time.
And I know it.
After 9 o'clock this morning, if you guys missed any of the EVPs this morning or any of our conversation with Prism, after 9 o'clock, we're going to replay some of it because it's just too unbelievable just to play one time. I mean, some of these EVPs are freaky. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So thank you guys, everybody, for coming in. We really appreciate it. And you can also download our podcast at Q985FM.com if you want to listen to the whole hour again. 802 with Pat and JT. We'll get to some news coming up next.